Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Okay, following yesterday's share, I want to investigate this, try a little bit more about this Mazonos bread issue, the pitot. I sent the following text to a very, very senior dayan who's got a very leading role in the kashrus department. And my text said the following. Can I read you the text?
Tomato sandwich on rye.
1 minute, let me just find it. The text was the following. Okay. Just looked into the Mazonos bread pitot shaila. Lichoira, the Hechsherim stating Birkosoi Mazonos is extremely misleading. Firstly, according to the Ramah Seif Zayin, the essential flavor must be sweet, and it really is not. Do you remember the Ramah Seif Zayin? It must be that the Loshna Ramah was that it must be primarily.
You have to taste the fruit juice.
Exactly. And it really is not. The difference to proper bread can hardly be tasted. Point number one. Point number two, yesh le'ayin, if the concentrate they use is within the category of mei peros, as the added water could be just considered as water. Thirdly, le'kula alma, if eaten more than a shir kviya suda, one must wash and bench. And I really think most people don't know that, and hence a bold announcement that the bracha is mezonos seems a michshel. Are any of the above points correct? Many thanks. And the answer was, unfortunately, all points correct. I think this is brilliant. I think it's absolutely brilliant.
You can taste the difference, right?
Yeah, but it's not good enough to taste a difference. According to the Ramah, it must be that the essential flavors must be dvash and tavlin. You must be able to feel and taste the maple. So good questions. That was the good question. So I spoke to three kashrus authorities today, and the bottom line was that. So I tell you what one very prominent person told me that he asked me, do you know it on cereals? Sometimes on the cereal box, there's like. Ideas, serving suggestions, or whatever it's called, like on the side, there's like ideas how to serve it. She said, one of those cereals with a heksha, the serving suggestion was something which was tefer. I don't know what. I don't know if it was possible. Cholov or tefer, I don't know what it was. He said that, would that be a problem for our kashrus authority? He asked me, would that be a problem for our kashrus authority to continue to certify this brand, this cereal? I said, certainly not. Then he said, well, what's the difference? We are certifying the kashrus of the food. If they
one is Schwarz and Weiss and one is grain. That's the difference.
Why?
The Mazonos bread. It's to be mavari the halachas is more complicated. If the serving suggestion for the Weetabix is in a pork sandwich.
Exactly. Yeah.
Every year to keep kashrus. Well, there's no.
Yeah.
There's no mikshal. Mikshal is in the context of this. Mikshal is a doubtful situation, a grey area, right?
Right. So he claimed, I couldn't agree more with you. I really couldn't agree more. But he claimed onto that, people know that there's a shayla with regards to Mazonos bread. People know. So people have to ask the local rabbi.
All three baked buttons are the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. It was all within the same area. Yeah, they all said them at the same. They don't take responsibility for that.
You have to wash then if you buy
it. Absolutely. Everybody agrees you need to wash if you eat more than a shir kviya suda. Everybody agrees. There's no opinion that holds that you don't need to. So I claim that it's very misleading. Why does it say Mazonos bread? How can you say Mazonos bread and then there's a stamp of Hechsher next to it?
Okay to eat,
exactly. So he said people know that you can't eat endless amount with it. People know. I said it's really, really misleading. Okay, so they'll discuss it again. But I'm sure there won't be changes, but I thought that's really interesting. What do you think about this tain about this cereal? Shvacha tain, no? Yeah. What do you think about it? Yeah, you said it's not. What else did he say? He said, what happens if there is?
He's saying that the person who writes the design is the company and not the.
It's Taka, not them. It's Taka.
No, it's the company and not the.
It's not. It's not. The, who does who writes Mazonos on it? I mean, I checked yesterday a pita bag that we had at home, and it didn't say next to the house.
You get a sandwich from DD's, and on the top it's got Mazonos.
Who writes Mazonos? The company or KLBD?
Well, how does the company know? They won't know what Mazonos is.
No, because that's generally known as. So he said they don't take responsibility for what's written on the package. It's not really their. That's like the serving suggestion of.
It's got their logo. It's got Kardashian. It's got.
Yeah, but he said that's for the food. That's not for this. What's written on the. That's not written. That's not what they don't take responsibility for the package.
Can I ask a question? So the cereal that had the tray for serving suggestion, that was like Kellogg's or a non-Jewish.
He didn't tell me which company, but I imagine I told him that. I said I assumed that was a Goethe company. He said yeah, but the point is the same that we don't take responsibility. We can't take full responsibility for.
Big difference in terms of perception.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more. But that was like the general. They said that people know that you have to find out and check. He said, "What do you want us to write?" So he said, "Write that is a don't write anything." He said, "Well, people," he said that you can't. He said, "You have people," he said, "We have to write a whole shtickle to you. If you eat less than 200 grams, lekul almi can make mazonis. If you eat more, then it depends on the machlokes mishne buresiv cotton. And if it's more than for is it lekul almi?" He said, "We can't write the whole shtickle to you." Then he said that it's a whole shtickle to you. That's your department. He tells me that's your department. You know, when you cover the Mishnah Berurah, you have to, yeah. So people have to learn and know. So that's I'm just sharing with you that conversation.
Apparently, there's a hechsher in New York, KAJ, the Kedas Kahal Adas Ashurin, which was set up by Rav Schwab many years ago, and apparently it's one of the best hechsherim.
It is. It really is. Yeah.
And what the Rosh Hashiva's brother, when I was in yeshiva, told me, he said they don't charge at all. They don't make any money from the. It's all a pro bono, and that way they're completely
totally unbiased.
Any kind of negias. And so, if you're not that I'm.
That's not how the establishments work though nowadays. That's not how it's established nowadays. That they will make money off. That's how they run all the. It's very, very expensive to run a kashrus department. It's extremely expensive. So I suppose they. there is rationale in charging for it, but. Anyways, I just wanted to share with you this text and this conversation I had with it. It's quite interesting. Okay. Sif Yud, who are page Samaches, bottom, the last few words. Moving on from Pasa Bobekistin and Paskomo, now we're going to be discussing the following Shaila. Sif Yud sounds quite complicated and long-winded, but it's actually a very simple concept. Sif Yud is going to talk about Chavitza, which is breadcrumbs. What happens if you have proper bread and then it's crumbled into crumbs? Or in other various, if something was bread and now something happened to it, either it was boiled, it was cooked, it was fried. Something happened to the bread. It's not anymore in a bread state. That's one of the shilas. Absolutely. As well as matzah brei. Does anybody eat matzah brei? Yeah? So you had something which was proper bread, or matzah for that matter, and it was now deformed and D-shaped, and it was now in a different... What bocha do you make on it now? Potentially as well. Yeah. Good. Let us see Sif Yud. Chavitza. Dehainu. So I'm going to go quite fast because the concept is a very straightforward concept. Chavitza. Dehainu. Pirur elechem. This is breadcrumbs. Shenitbokim yachad alidei morog. This is a kind of dish that they had breadcrumbs and used to boil it together with the soup. Im nispashel. If it's cooked. So im yesh bem kezais. If there's a kezais of bread still there, of breadcrumbs. A kezais of bread. Then, af alpi, although, she'ein b'toya lechem, there is no toya lechem. Literally, toya lechem means the looks of bread. The tzura, the appearance of bread. If it doesn't have any more, if there's appearance of bread, or there's not appearance of bread, it doesn't make a difference. If it was cooked, and you have a whole kezais of bread in it, then, mevorech hamotzi, you're going to make the bochov hamotzi, for bir kezamozen, and you're going to bench. So, if there's no kezais of bread left, although it will appear, although it still appears like bread, still looks like you have got bread there, you will not make a bracha, only you're going to make boirim in a mezoinois, and alamichu afterwards. Because it's now a dish. It's boiled. So imagine you've got bread crumbs and you boil it. Can you think of something? How are you in kitchen skills? How can you make something in the kitchen with breadcrumbs and then you boil it? Not frying?
Schnitzel.
Yeah.
No, that's frying.
Yeah. Knedlach. Maybe knedlach. Yeah, maybe knedlach. Very good. So if you've got matzah meal, bread, anything like that, it was not made into little, it was made into something, and now it's boiled to make one big thing out of this. So now, if you've got a whole kezais in it, you're going to end up eating a kezais, you bench. You wash, and you bench. If you don't have a kezais, it's a dish, it's a mezoinesi kind of dish. And you're going to make mezoinos and a lamichio. And it does not make a difference as to whether it appears like bread or it doesn't appear like bread. It doesn't make a difference at all. However, if it's not cooked, elo, only, imagine it's not cooked, but it is just sticking together through honey. It's not cooked, because when it cooked, it became a dish. So can you think of something? You've got like honey, you have breadcrumbs, and you make a honey kind of... I wouldn't particularly... Can you think of something? You have like a kind of breadcrumbs, and you put like lots of honey there. Okay. Yeah, okay, something like that. That's right. Very good. So now, אם יש בפוסאוס כזייס, אם זה כזייס, מבואי חולב המוצי, אפילו אין לו תויה לחם. ואם אין בו אין כזייס, אם אין בו אין כזייס, sorry, I skipped the line. אם יש בפוסאוס כזייס, if you've got a כזייס, מבואי חולב המוצי, אפילו אין בו תויה לחם. If there is a כזייס, you're going to make המוצי, even if there's no תויה לחם. ואם אין בו אין כזייס, if there's no כזייס, אם יש בו תויה לחם, תהיינו שניקו וידוע שהוא לחם. If it appears to like bread. It almost looks like bread. You've got this, how should we call it? This honey dish with bread crumbs inside it. If it looks still like bread, you can see that it looks like bread. It looks like bread. Then, you're going to bench on it. It looks like bread, although you don't have a kezais, it looks like bread, you wash. If there's no p'tayah lechem, if it does look like bread, you're going to make b'ruch b'orim l'mizoynes, b'ruch me'achz min sholosh, and you're going to make l'mechiyom. And if you didn't cook it, and it's not sticking together, but it's ground, so it's absolutely ground, so you've got basically matzah meal or bread crumbs that was completely ground, then, if it's just ground, you're going to make hamotzi on it. So for instance, if somebody, it's very negi on Pesach, people who cannot eat, old people that cannot eat because of their teeth, they cannot eat the kezais matzah, because of their teeth. So you tell them that they should eat a spoon of matzah meal. That's a bi'alach that we learned in Lichas Matzah. So can they make hamotzi on a spoon of... Imagine you've got a spoon of matzah meal. Can you make hamotzi on that? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch teaches over here, that yes, there is not a lechem, but since it's ground is essentially still bread. And therefore you can make hamotzi on it. Yes, if you take a spoon of bread, crumbs, you make hamotzi.
So fried fish made with matzah meal, or schnitzel made with bread.
Yeah, so... Good, so now you're running into another shiloh of Iker and Tofel. If you've got something which is the Iker, the Schnitzel, and the Tofel, which is the minor addition, correct. But interestingly, I know of a very big poser who holds that Schnitzel actually. Most people will only eat the Schnitzel because of the breadcrumbs. So that's not the normal Hanukkah. People don't make mezonis on breadcrumb. Mezonis on Schnitzel, people don't, yeah? But they would go into that discussion that maybe there is room to make. But what you're asking is Iker Tofel shiloh. But over here, for breadcrumbs, for ground meal, matzah meal, or bread which is mamish ground, floury kind of, that you make hamotzi. You make hamotzi on it.
How much is the kezayis?
When in a spoon, or in what?
Maybe spoon.
I don't know how many grams will be a matzah meal. I'm not sure. You know, here. Any kezais will make it. Yeah.
So a single square of matzah is normally how many kezais?
Well, two.
So you'd say, in order for the first thing, so once you're boiling it, if you have to have a piece of a kezais nikar, then you would have to have...
If it's cooked, it doesn't need to. So there's three levels. Let me just finish off the Rama over here. So in a nutshell, three levels. If you've got chavitz, anything nowadays, this, what's the right word? This mantled? Not dismantled, it's this.
Well,
Crumbled. Pardon? Fragmented. Fragmented bread. Three ways of putting them together again. One way is through cooking. There, we're going to make hamotzi if you have a kezais. You don't care how it looks. You don't care how it tastes. If it's a kezais, you wash and bench. If it's cooked. If it's not cooked, you're never going to make hamotzi. You're going to make mizonis and alamichya. That's if it's cooked. Level two, category two. If it is sticking together through honey or anything like sugar or anything like that. There. If it's more than a kezais, you wash and bench. If it's less than a kezais, you look at it. Does it have toya lechem? Does it look like bread or not? If it looks like bread, you go for it. You make hamotzi and you wash and bench. Third level, if it's ground, there. If it's ground, even if you don't have if it's ground, even if it doesn't have toya lechem and you don't have according to what you need to have a kezais. And then you wash and bench. Again, if it's ground, if it's a kezais, you wash and bench. It doesn't make a difference if it goes to halachim or not. Haboisai, matzabai. Does anybody have matzabai on Pesach? Matzabai? You'd gebokt? Don't you gebokt? Okay, so matzabai. Does anybody have matzabai? I don't know how to do it. My wife doesn't let me in the kitchen on Pesach and not on Pesach. So I can't tell exactly how matzabai is made, but can anybody help? Okay, let's hear.
You get a pan, take matzah, crumble it up. Soak it in eggs. Depending if whether or not you want to put black pepper and cheese in as well, but that's not.
Next Pesach, I'm coming.
And then make a sweet one with jam.
Oh wow, that's all very okay. Good. And now, you fry it, right? Yeah. Good. Rabbi Yisai, what's the halacha of matzabai? What bracha will you make based on what we learned now? Very good. So I think that which category will that be? First, second, or third? First, because it is
subsequently cooked after.
Oh, very good. So probably it is. The truth is, aloch lemaisa, you can have more than a kezais of matzah, I think. Yeah. I think it's got toya lechem. I think so. And you have more than a kezais. That means, I think to all opinions, you're going to wash and bench for matzah bray. I don't know what happens if you have less than a kezais. What would you do, Rabbi Yossel, if you're less than a kezais? Yeah, I agree. 100%. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Before we move on to the next category, can I just ask the halacha? If you have chicken soup left over from Shabbos
yep.
on Sunday, or Motzi Shabbos, whatever, if you have it as leftovers, and you have kneidlach in it, then you'd actually have to make hamotzi on the kneidlach in the soup, because there's each kneidl is going to be at least a kezias, maybe a kveitzer.
Yep. So it is, I suppose.
It's made of small pieces. It's only
if you've got a kezias, and that's going to be at least a kezias of matzah meal.
Yeah, but it's
been cooked. Well,
that's what it says.
In the first one,
in this bashal, in the Yesh Bohem kezias, hafafisha ein boi toi lechem, mevorach moitzi.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, we don't. I don't know why, though. It must be that the fact that it's swelled during the cooking, maybe, and it's not. I'm not sure. I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe because it's toffle to the soup. I'm not sure.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Yeah, you're right. It's probably the bread itself. That's right. It's the kezais of the bread itself. Him ein be purin kezais. That's right, you're right. It must be the bread itself that has the kezias, correct. It's not the produce. Yeah,
So you have to have a whole piece of bread that's a kezias before.
Yeah, correct.
And then when you cook it, then you
correct. Yeah, correct. Very good, yeah. Okay, moving on to Sif Yudalef. Yesh Mishayimem. Moving on to the next topic, which is the following. Yesh Mishayimem, the pirurin. If you have got a crumbs, shenoisnim b'mayim, if you've got like crumbs and you put it in the water. And the water now becomes all white from these bread crumbs. And ozele turisa, the name, the tzura, the shape, the bread, the name of bread disintegrates. Perish keilu ama turisa klo ama teira lechem. The shape, the tzura, the appearance of bread has disappeared. Ve'en mevoye chole alo boirim in a mizoynois. You will not make mizoynois on it. You will not make hamoitzi. You will only make boirim in a mizoynois in the vroch achs me'en cholosh. Now, I don't know if there's any more contemporary cases like that. If you have a bread and you put it in water, and now you have the kind of some sort of something, some sort of mush, I don't know. Now, if you eat that, you will not make hamotzi because it's lost completely its it's not bread anymore. It's not soggy kind of. But that leads us to the next shaila, which is cake and coffee. Does anybody have cake and coffee, biscuits and coffee? Okay, see if you'd base. Yesh mi sha'oima. There are people who say, Sha'pas ashori b'yayin edoim. If you have got bread that you're putting in wine, red wine, eini mevarech ala b'yayin mizoinos. For that bread, you're only going to make b'yayin mizoinos. U'bochas min cholash and ala michyo afterwards. V'nire sha'in dvoru v'amurim. And I think, says Shulchan Aruch, I don't think that this is true. Only ela b'pirurin with crumbs or b'pusois. Or with pieces of bread, and b'chol achas, that each individually, they haven't got kezais. So the scenario of the Shulchan Aruch is, you're taking bread, you're dipping it in wine. Now the Shulchan Aruch says that if you eat this now, it was soaked in wine, how does that taste?
No.
Yeah, I wonder. Have you bread in wine?
Challah in wine?
Oh, so Deval, let's get this case of the Shulchan Aruch straight. Yeah, it will work? It works? It's good. Okay, so...
Not good dry red wine, that would be a waste.
There would be waste. Waste of...
wine.
Okay.
It must taste far more of wine than of bread, I would have thought.
Say that again, please.
The bread will taste far, far more of wine than of bread.
Yeah.
I think in that case.
Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you've got a full kezais, you're gonna wash. But if it's less than that, if it's pusos, if it's crumbs or pieces which are less than a kezais, you don't wash on it. So you can eat bread for the sake of eating bread. Make no mistake, but it is soaked by wine. If it's less than a kezais, you don't wash and bench. That's what the Shulchan Aruch's understanding is of the halacha.
You
still wash. Yes, you do. So here we're saying you don't even wash. You don't even wash. Yeah, but here we're saying if you soaked it in wine, you're not going to wash even. You just make mezoinus. The Mishnah Berurah now goes in Sifkot Samchei. He goes into the discussion of coffee. Okay, what will you say based on what we're learning now? What would be the halacha if you dip cake in coffee, or for that matter, is there any relevance to this halacha? Will you make mezoinus? Pardon? Yeah, but okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. You're right. I should have explained the following. Sifkot Samachay, Mishnah Berurah says, you will not make a moitzi. If you put this bread in the wine, you don't make a moitzi. With regards to the broch of the wine, if you mean to eat the bread, and you want to have a nice tasting alcoholic bread, and the wine only makes it tastier. Nasa yain tofel, the wine becomes tofel, is the minor. V'yeinu b'varchim b'yom le'mizoynis ala pas, and you're only going to make b'yom le'mizoynis on the bread. V'chen ha'shoyre pas kistin b'yain. Similarly, if you take cake and you soak it in wine, or b'yain sorof, or in liquor, gam ken din ha'ochid alach will be the same as well. I'm skipping the brackets. Aval im kavonosoi, gam b'shvil shtias ha'yain. But if you also mean the wine, shiroi tzelecho v'lishtois b'yachat, that you want to have the wine, and you want to have the bread, nochon shevoich mitchil ha'ktsas yain b'fnei atzmi, you should first make b'yri p'yag ofen on a bit of wine, v'achar kach, and after tzivoich b'och al pasashoi, should make on the broch on the bread. V'im kavonosoi, rak b'shvil ha'yain sheboi, if you're intending to make a broch only, you only intend to eat really the wine, v'apas parak le'matek ashtir, and you're only using the bread, because the wine is too strong, nasa pas tofel, the bread becomes completely tofel to the wine. V'yene borichak borich b'gofen, you will make a borich b'gofen. Now, so we're learning over here a concept with regards to ikker and tofel, and that leads to the cake shaila. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah speaks about. V'yene lefizah, according to this, lenin shteas kaveh. Can you see how you spell kaveh in Yiddish? when you drink kaveh, which is the equivalent of coffee. Hanog b'neinu, which is very common amongst us. Shetovelin boy pas, that you're going to put bread in it. Pas kisin, you put cake in it. V'sham b'alei kavanos gam kibli shvi hashem. You mean the cake and you mean the coffee. Are we agreeing on that? When you dip the cake in the coffee, you ever dip the cake in the coffee? What do you have in mind? The cake. And the coffee. So that's what the Mishnah says. You have both in mind. Nire gam kein, it appears also. Donochinu shekoitim shebech al pas biksin yivorech al hakaveh. Shehakol. You first make shehakol on the coffee. V'yishtem ha'at, and you drink a bit of coffee. V'yoyse toiv, better yet, and then after you make mezonis on the bread. Mezonis on the cake. V'yoyse toiv, better yet, shevorech mitchil al pas kisin levad. You should first make mezonis on the cake. V'ach kach, and afterwards, yivorech mitchil al ma'atzuk. You should take something, a bit of sugar or a bit of an individual shakol item, pick a shakol, make shakol, lehoitzi hakaveh, to make the coffee. So ideally, halach lemaisa, if you have coffee and cake and you try to dip one in another, so what you should do is, you take first a little bit of a shakol of something, will you find a shakol, or any excuse for a bit of shakol, no? Any excuse, take a sweet, you take something, chocolate, whatever, you make shakol, you then have a bit of coffee, you make mezonos on the cake, and then you can dip and soak whichever you want, and you'll be fine. It's not considered, the chiddush of it is, and it's not considered bochshen etzicha, and that's the chiddush of the Mishmur over here, that you should, that's the way forward, that's the way to do it. Yeah, so you're right, he said you should first make, that's what he said, you should actually make mezonis first. You're quite right, thank you very much. Yeah, you do. Because it's not so poshut that since you want to have the cake in its own, that it deserves a bracha as well. You can't be motzi. It's not a toffel. The cake is not clearly a toffel to
make,
the.
You make a bracha on a little bit of cake or a cookie, and you make a bracha on a sip of coffee, and then you start dipping. Well, I don't understand what the problem is.
Because you need to, because what? How were you? How did you make a bracha on the coffee?
You made a bracha on the coffee, and you drank some coffee.
Ah, well, you see, why do you need to have a separate item for the coffee? Oh, good question.
That's what it is.
Yeah, if it's a toffel, that's a good point. Yeah, that is the answer. Yeah, very good.
Drunk a sip, like it can't be toffel to anything else because there's nothing else to drink.
If you just want the coffee to dip in, then it's a shadow of
day
for a toffel.
I hear your question as well, but I think the answer is right that you need to make it. It's not good if it's just a toffel to the cake, then it's not a good place to make it. You're better off making a bracha on something else. To recap what we covered, we learned, we spoke about the text of the various batidinim as an introduction, and then we spoke about the three levels of, how did you say,
fragmented
bread. If it's boiled, if it's sticking together, or if it's bread crumbs like matzah meal, and if it's more than a kezayis, you're going to make hamotzi. If it's less than a kezayis, te'alechem or not. If it's a spoon of matzah meal, you make a. If it's in a kezayis, you're going to make a brocha of hamotzi. We then moved on and we spoke about wine soaked. And finally, we spoke about the coffee shayla, and we spoke about the fact that it's not clear which one is ikka, which one is tofel, and therefore you should make two separate brachas in their own. Okay, see if you'd gimel tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.